Mom, I owe you for so many things. A lot of services, like night watchman, for instance. For lying awake nights, listening for coughs, cries, creaking floorboards, and me coming in too late. You had the eye of an eagle, the roar of a lion, but you always had a heart as big as a house. I owe you for services as a short order cook, chef, baker, for making sirloin out of hamburger, turkey out of tuna fish, and two big old strapping boys out of leftovers. I owe you for cleaning services.
All right, that's enough, Jimmy. Jimmy, that got four more minutes of this.
Oh, boy.
I'll have to play Roses.
What about your mama can't dance or something like that?
Well, yeah, sure. Your mama should know. Mother should know.
Or he's taking it way back.
Oh, well, we're just talking about it. Roses for Mama.
Isn't
right?
that a great that's song, though? I mean, that Jimmy Dean song gets you, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, it's the music that goes behind
well,
it.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite,
well,
though, is the one that was called No Charge. It's the one where the right. little boy comes and says to his mother, here's much I you owe me for all I did. And then she lists all the things that she says, and then he writes on it, no charge. I'm tearing up already this morning. Oh, all right, the tears are free aww. This morning. Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday, and Rachel Critch, coupon queen and a mom, is here this morning to give us some celebrating Mother's Day on a budget. And
yes.
I like the way you kind of have it listed. You start off right with zero budget, so you would you bury that a little bit out there?
I know. I was thinking like maybe I should put that at the end. You know,
but people think, what if I don't have it? Zero budget.
There are people out there who really have right. You just don't have hard times. It's hard times.
Sure.
So what can you do to make your mom feel special? And honestly, isn't that what Mother's Day is all about? It's really not about what you can buy her. It's what you can do to make her feel special. So. Whether you're on a zero budget or not, here are just a couple ideas, right? So one of the things that you can do is write your mom a letter. My oldest son wrote me a letter last year. It was a sweet. He's a man of few words. He probably says about 10 to 15 words a day to me. He's just very quiet, but he wrote me the sweetest letter last year, and I still have it. So, you know, it takes you nothing but to be able to share some memories with her, share what she means to you. I am, as a mom, I'm telling you, it is one of the most heartfelt gifts that you can give, and on a zero budget.
Right. Probably in an envelope, maybe a little
maybe,
bit
maybe
thing,
an envelope,
a card
right?
or something like
it
that.
It was, I guess, it was a card. Hopefully he went to Dollar Tree, right? and bought a card.
Wait, you're not, now you're going to judge him by the gift?
No, I said I hope he did.
Okay,
all right. That's where I get my card.
Okay,
so, you know, hopefully he did. But yes, so he did get me a card, and he wrote a really nice note on there. Some other things that you can do with mom is you can, do something for her. Do something that she needs. Maybe come in and help her do a little cleaning. Maybe redo her flower beds for hers. Do some weeding. Like acts of service, right? Something that you can do for her that she would love, that she wouldn't have to do for herself. And what's nice is that you can come over and spend some time with her, same time.
And that's kind of a lot of it. Time is sometimes that what you're able to give, which really is the free able to, you know, low.
Yeah. You know, things just get so busy, right? And even with my own mom, I get so busy. I messaged her this week and asked her if we could go out and grab some lunch. But, you know, your gift of time is, time's something you can never get back. So, you know, giving your gift of time is pretty important.
So I was out there and I found $5 or maybe $10 I have. Now I have that much. What can I spend? How could I spend that much for mom?
So, you know, one thing that you could do is do a small bouquet of flowers. You can really go to any floral shop. You could ask, tell them what your budget is. They could give you a small a photo print. You could grab your favorite photo of you and your mom. You know, a lot of times nowadays, you take all these pictures with your camera, but not as many people print them. So you could print your own, your favorite photo of the two of you and put it in a nice little frame that is easily under $10, a $10 gift. If you live in town, you can take her out and treat her. If you're, maybe get her a small gift card. If you love Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts, you can get her like a $10 gift card so she can, you know, those drinks can be pricey. Mm-hmm. So now she can go out and grab, you know, one or two drinks on her own. So mm-hmm. if you're crafty, you can even make mom something. You may have something already in your home that you can whittle together. Maybe whittle. Maybe it takes a little time to whittle a blanket together or a scarf or something like that. But, you know, again, it's just making mom feel special. So if you're on a low budget, yeah, there's sort of some great deals that you can get.
Right. I like the picture idea, too, is sometimes even a family picture, too.
Yeah.
But you got to coordinate that with everybody in the family,
yes,
which
do.
Is a separate issue altogether
yes.
sometimes, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Talking this morning to Rachel Critch, the coupon queen, today in the accent section of the Chronicle. It's the celebrating Mother's Day on a budget. Gives people some good ideas. Not only do you just sort of give them the good ideas, you're reminding people that Mother's Day is coming up, too.
It's a win-win, right? I think I did that for Valentine's Day, too. Like, hey, don't forget.
Right, because there's a point where you're thinking, this month is moving right along, and mm-hmm. Mother's Day, it's always the second Sunday of the month. They haven't bothered. They didn't move that, but it's right there for people to pick that up. You remember any of the gifts that you might have received from your? You have two sons, right? For them,
I have three.
Three. Oh,
mm-hmm. One in 7th, 9th, and 11th grade.
Oh, okay.
I think some of my favorite from their childhood. You know, like when the teachers would help them make something. So I have a little pot holder with one of the little hands, you know, on it, which I'm very careful with. Honestly, we don't use it. It's just out for decoration, right? Because you don't want to wash it and then the paint go away. So, yeah, I have this little handprint on it with a nice little poem that says something about when I'm older. I pulled it out the other day. I literally got teary-eyed because, you know, he's in 7th grade now. And, yeah, he's looking at me like I'm crazy.
Well,
but I'm like,
sure,
oh.
Sure, right.
I think, you know, maybe some of the junior high and high school teachers should do this now, right?
Right.
I don't know if my kids would be interested in making them, but they're just such sweet mementos.
Sure. Test scores go down at school, but the mothers are all happy with all of their things that they received from their kids.
Yeah, let's do less testing and do more Mother's Day gifts.
Oh, but it builds a family bond, and that's good for
right.
their well-being
as well. I'll suggest that at the next PTA meeting.
Exactly. But there's a lot of good advice on there. And you mentioned sort of just, you know, time is really one of those important things as well, and just sort of, you know, giving a moment. Sometimes mm-hmm. if you have multiple children, then you sort of have to figure out carve out your own time with mom. And
right, right. Yeah. You know, one of my favorite gifts to give, a couple years ago, I got the whole family together, the grandkids together, and we made a big canvas print, and it was under $20. Walgreens was having a great canvas print deal that we were able to order online and pick up right at the store. And she still has it hanging up in her living room of all the grandkids. Actually, we need to get an upgraded one because now we have a couple more grandkids to add to the picture. But that was under $20. So, you know, even if you have a little bit more money in your budget, it's a nice sentimental gift. And again, it's a gift of your time, right? Because you have to get everybody together and, yeah, and plan that out.
Right. As long as they all can cooperate as best. I told wear red. We're supposed to wear what? I thought you said, you know, that type of a
yes.
thing. But then maybe that gives them the actual spirit of the family in that
right.
photograph.
Everyone, at each other's throats.
You see a little bit of that, too, as well. But celebrating Mother's Day on a budget, good advice for that. Any other couponing going on that you've seen or anything, any tips or advice you got this morning for deals?
So, you know, I heard that Save-A-Lot in Elyria is having a meat sale. Have you heard anything about that? I heard it's like a...
No, I'm just trying to get people to round up the shopping carts from Save-A-Lot. Apparently
yes, they are everywhere.
They take them everywhere and then they leave them there. This is my... Just bring the cart back. That's all I'm saying.
Scattered around the city?
And then a couple of them.
Neighborhood.
And then there are two of them together. You're like, shouldn't you have taken, you know, like a bottles back to the store next time you're using it, apparently?
Yeah, here it is. It says it's a 12-hour meat sale today only. And it looks like it's on Cleveland Street in Elyria. If it's correct, I'm going to go check it out. But I see the flyer in front of me. So they have things like boneless, skinless chicken breasts, right. family packs for $1.49 right. a pound.
Sure. No need to put the meat in your pants then, as apparently we've seen on some police blotters occasionally for right. folks
yeah,
that need to do
Yeah, that's cheap enough that you can buy it.
Well,
yeah,
sure. Exactly, too.
But they have like drumsticks for 59 cents. So it looks like they have some. So I will be swinging by there on my way out to the studio.
You can always get some good advice from Rachel, Couponing with Rachel. Follow her blog as well and read her column every Tuesday in the Accent section of the Chronicle Telegram. Rachel, thanks for joining us this morning, and happy Mother's Day to
you.
Thanks
so much.
All right, let's bring out the tears a little bit here.
And for cementing a family together so it would stand the worst kinds of shocks and blows, and for laying down a good, strong foundation to build a life on. I owe you for carrying charges, for carrying me on your books for the necessities of life that a growing boy's just gotta have. Things like a pair of high-top boots with a little pocket on the side for a jackknife,